Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, let's see here. Our friends over at the at Mental Floss says it's that time of year when a lot of us rewatch our favorite holiday movies. But this time when you have a movie night, you can impress your friends with a few of these fascinating facts. We have 10 fascinating facts about your favorite holiday movies. Okay. I wonder if you guys know anything special about these movies I'm about to name here.
You name the movie, I'll see you if we know.
I know It's a Wonderful Life was actually filmed in the summertime and they were all sweating, even though it's supposed to be snowy.
Right? Well done there, Ted. A Christmas
Thanks,
Star. I got you, buddy. Sorry, I had a brain fart there, and I couldn't think of what to say. Christmas Story. Does anybody know anything interesting when it comes to A Christmas Story?
No, no.
It was an absolute flop, I want to say, in the theaters, and it became a cult classic.
Yeah. It says that Mythbusters did prove that you can actually get your tongue stuck to a piece of cold metal.
We know!
I don't think that Mythbusters actually had to go ahead and do that. I felt like everybody just kind of took them at their word.
Yeah, I mean, well, I grew up in Rochester, and it's like every year two kids proved what we already
knew. All you do is this. Run your hand into the water, right?
Right.
And then put them in your ice bucket in the freezer and see what happens.
Right. Exactly.
It's going to stick to your hands.
Lick a fresh icicle pop and just see. Okay.
Yeah, baby. Lick a fresh.
Lick a fresh.
Hello, well, that's going to be my new liquor company. Lick a fresh.
How is it? It's fresh.
Yes.
How do you know? It's in the name. They couldn't sell it if it wasn't.
Couldn't.
It's only legal in 12 states. Get it while it's hot.
College kids love it.
Gremlins. Anybody know anything interesting about Gremlins?
They hired real gremlins.
They did indeed.
You can feed them till 12:15.
I just remember that was a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Gizmo was originally going to turn into a stripe, but Steven Spielberg ultimately decided to treat them as different characters.
Oh, man. Just let them be
people. Let them.
Because in the end, I like Stripe more than I like Gizmo.
Yeah.
I mean, Gizmo's heart's in the right place, but if we're going to throw it on a party, invite Stripe.
I still haven't seen Gremlins.
Really?
It's
fine. You would enjoy it, right?
It is on my list of movies to watch. It's just not high enough up to where I'm thinking, man, I really got to go watch Gremlins right now.
Mike, it is Christmas season, and nothing screams Christmas quite like the Gremlins.
That's true. I do like a horror movie. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Does anybody know any interesting facts about How the Grinch Stole Christmas? He was not originally green. If you remember the old Dr. Seuss book, it was just a black and white book. The director of the 1966 animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas gave the Grinch a green color because he was inspired by an ugly green car that he rented.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
There was nothing in that original book about him being green. The age-old question, which came first, Frosty the Snowman, the song, or the movie?
If you're asking, I'm going to guess the song.
I'll say the movie.
Ted, break the tie.
Song.
This also goes for Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Both were songs before they became children's specials.
Hmm. They also had to add To Town to the original Santa one.
Frosty's coming to town. Santa's coming to town. Who is town?
It's like with Ozzy. Mom, I'm coming home.
Ozzy, at home.
Sorry. 10 fascinating facts about your favorite holiday movies. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Anybody know what Charles Schulz put a stop to when it came to Charlie Brown? Yeah.
No more high-fiving Frank.
Let's just say the blatant racism. Sorry. This Christmas special, no more racism.
No more, man.
Big Ben would bathe.
Huh? Turn it around.
Actually, they took out dialogue.
Charlie Brown Christmas was originally supposed to have a laugh track, but Charles Schulz was against it.
All right.
I think it would have been funnier. Because that way I know.
You never use them, though, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That way I know when I'm supposed to laugh. I laugh plenty at that movie, but I just don't know if it's
appropriate
at the right times.
Like I said, the Thanksgiving special, I laugh at this interaction with Franklin.
Right.
It's not supposed to be comedic, but that, I mean, I like laugh myself to tears.
It's hilarious.
Got a street cred.
Right, and remember, they cut out. They cut out the two things he was supposed to say. Say, brother.
Right.
Up top.
Charlie Brown's original line. What's good with you?
Right.
It was popping.
And Franklin calls him Shorty. Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. The FBI, number 5 of the 10 fascinating facts about your favorite holiday movies. The FBI issued a memo in 1947 about It's a Wonderful Life being a possible infiltration by communists into the movie industry.
Has anything changed in this country? I say no.
Right. And Ted, I believe this is the one that you were thinking about where it says the movie also did terribly at the box office and put the director $525,000 in debt.
Which was a ton of money then.
About to say, yeah. That's $525,000 money.
Mm-hmm. That's probably like $10, $15 million now, somewhere around there.
That's a flop, man. Tim Burton with The Nightmare Before Christmas. Does anybody know where that storyline was inspired?
No.
I don't know.
Precisely what everybody complains about constantly. He said that his storyline for Nightmare Before Christmas was inspired by seeing a collision of Halloween and Christmas decorations inside the store.
Uh-huh.
So this is nothing new, gang. Right. It's been here for a while. Does anybody know the interesting fact about the Muppet Christmas Carol, about the director of it?
That Kermit didn't actually need Jim Henson's hand there.
Actually, that's pretty much exactly what it was. This was the first Muppet movie to be made without Jim Henson.
Oh, damn.
He passed in 1990, 2 years before the movie actually came out.
Okay.
So there you go.
Kermit the Frog's like, I haven't been as gassy lately.
I feel empty. Love Actually. I'm going to guess that you guys don't know any fun facts about Love Actually. The four plot lines were cut from that movie. And if you know anything about it, there's like 70 plot lines in that doggone movie, and they cut four of them. The director originally wanted to have 14 love stories in that movie.
Jesus, God.
I think we're all good to go on that one.
Which one is that?
Love Actually, that one
had Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant was in it. Liam Neeson was in it. Alan Rickman, I believe is his name, was in it.
Is it a Christmas film or does it just take place at Christmas?
No, it is a Christmas film.
All right.
It is a Christmas film. It's got Bill Nye in it. He plays a radio jock, I believe.
But if it takes place at Christmas and they take the time to point that out, isn't that all the qualification you need to be a Christmas movie?
No, because Die Hard has been disputed for a long time as being not and also being a Christmas movie.
I mean, same with Gremlins. Like, now people are like, oh, Gremlins, it's like, it's a horror movie. It just happens to take place at Christmas.
Right.
It's a Christmas horror movie.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. It takes place on Christmas night. Therefore, is it a Christmas movie?
I don't know. Well, that one I'll give you, right? Because they have Christmas in the title.
Okay. Christmas in the title.
How about Santa with Muscles? I want to say Hulk Hogan was in that one, I believe. Yeah, that's an actual movie.
That would be a Christmas.
Santa like, I'm just saying, like, with muscles. That's the name of the movie.
Like, Christmas is the reason that John McClane is flying to L.A.
Right.
But Christmas doesn't really play any part in the movie.
It was except a holiday party.
Except
that's
for the,
why all the people were there.
Spoiler alert, except for the Christmas tape that he used to strap the gun to his back, Ted.
All right, listen. For everybody that's as upset as Mike is or Thrill is, just remember, it doesn't make you cool, and at this point, it's just annoying to the rest of us.
And you
it's
know
a
what?
Hard. It's a Christmas movie.
If it wasn't a Christmas movie, Christmas we wouldn't movie. Have that great line, now I have a gun, ho, ho, ho.
That is correct. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. That settles it.
Mm-hmm. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. And this is the number one fascinating fact about your favorite holiday movies. It comes from our movie Scrooged. Bill Murray improvised a lot of his lines in that movie. He was in every movie he's been in.
Yeah. I don't think you get a lot of choice with him.
He was also in negotiations to play the lead in one of Miles' favorites, Bad Santa. But due to a scheduling conflict, the role went to Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Billy Bob crushed it.
And Billy Bob, I'm pretty sure, was wasted for a lot of that movie.
Was he really?
I think he was. Yeah. But they were kind of like, you can be. As long as you can hit your line, be drunk because your character's always drunk.
Nice.
That's the kind of movie I could do.
I believe Rick from Rick and Morty is a similar instance. They actually had a handful of different tapings where he just got plastered in the booth.
All right.
Yeah, it's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.